Simon & Schuster Audio presents Finders Keepers by Stephen King. Read by Will Patton.
Thinking of John D. MacDonald. It is by going down into the abyss that we recover the treasures of life. Joseph Campbell. Shit don't mean shit. Jimmy Gold. Part 1. Buried Treasure. 1978. Wake up, genius. Rothstein didn't want to wake up. The dream was too good. It featured his first wife months before she became his first wife. 17 and perfect from head to toe. Naked and shimmering. Both of them naked. He was 19, with grease under his fingernails. But she hadn't minded that. At least not then, because his head was full of dreams, and that was what she cared about. She believed in the dreams even more than he did, and she was right to believe. In his dream, she was laughing and reaching for the part of him that was easiest to grab. He tried to go deeper, but then a hand began shaking his shoulder, and the dream popped like a soap bubble. He was no longer 19 and living in a two-room New Jersey apartment. He was 6 months shy of his 80th birthday and living on a farm in New Hampshire, where his will specified he should be buried.